You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood next. Glenn Douglas Packard, known for his work in the 2017 slasher film Pitchfork, is set to direct a new horror movie titled Mickey vs. Winnie, featuring iconic characters Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh. This upcoming slasher, produced by Packard's company Untouchables Entertainment, along with Rachel Carter and Anthony Paranicker of iHorror Productions, will present a fresh take on the beloved childhood characters. The plot revolves around two criminals from the 1920s who become trapped in a forest and return a century later as malevolent versions of Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh. A group of friends staying in the same woods find themselves in a life-and-death struggle against these transformed villains. The film promises to blend innocence with malevolence, offering viewers a unique horror experience that will forever change the perception of Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh. Moving on, Paul Walter Hauser, recognized for his roles in both drama and comedy, including his notable portrayal in Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewell, has been cast in the upcoming Naked Gun reboot alongside Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Directed by Akiva Schaffer, the film is set for release in July 2025 and aims to revitalize the iconic franchise while preserving its comedic essence. Hauser's diverse acting range, showcased in his acclaimed performances, demonstrates his ability to excel in both emotional and comedic roles. His portrayal of Captain Ed, previously played by George Kennedy, signifies a significant career milestone for Hauser as he ventures further into comedy. This announcement follows his involvement in other notable projects like the Chris Farley biopic and Apple's Blackbird, solidifying his position as a versatile actor capable of delivering compelling performances across various genres. Next piece of news, renowned horror director Mike Flanagan is stepping into the production realm as an executive producer for Chris Stuckman's upcoming found footage horror film, Shelby Oaks. Joining Flanagan as executive producers are Trevor Macy and Melinda Nishoika under their Intrepid Pictures banner. The movie centers on Mia's search for her missing sister Riley, incorporating elements of documentary and found footage. Stuckman expressed his excitement, citing Intrepid's influence on his work. The film, which previously broke Kickstarter records for horror funding, stars Kemal Sullivan, Sarah Dern, Brendan Sexton III, Michael Beach, Robin Bartlett, and Keith David. With Flanagan's involvement, anticipation for Shelby Oaks grows as it moves through post-production, promising an intriguing addition to the horror genre. Next up, Neil McDonough is set to stir up trouble as Sylvester Stallone's adversary in Season 2 of Tulsa King, the crime drama series helmed by Taylor Sheridan. McDonough joins the cast as Carl Tresher, a formidable and territorial businessman in Tulsa, adding an extra layer of conflict to the storyline. Stallone, making his scripted television debut, portrays Dwight Manfredi, a mafia capo seeking to expand his empire in Oklahoma. As production for Season 2 unfolds, behind-the-scenes developments and casting changes have fueled anticipation for the upcoming installment. Despite challenges, including Stallone's reported involvement in a toxic work environment, Tulsa King continues to attract attention with its fresh take on the crime genre. With McDonough's addition to the cast, viewers can expect heightened tension and thrilling confrontations when the second season premieres this fall. Next up, Sajid Nadiadwala has secured the rights to produce a biopic on the iconic superstar Rajinikanth. The maverick producer, known for his blockbuster hits, is now set to bring the untold journey of Rajinikanth to global audiences. Sources close to the development reveal that Nadiadwala, a big fan of Rajinikanth, believes that his story, from being a bus conductor to becoming a global superstar, deserves to be shared with the world. The biopic will focus on Rajinikanth's personal and professional life, portraying him not just as a superstar, but as a human being. The project, expected to go on floors in 2025, is still in the scripting stage, with casting yet to be finalized. Bollywood news, in Yash Raj Films' highly anticipated spy action venture led by Alia Bhatt and Sharvari Wagh, the stakes are set higher with the engagement of a cadre of action directors to choreograph 7 adrenaline-pumping combat sequences. This collaboration underscores the film's commitment to delivering riveting action sequences that resonate with audiences. The casting of Bhatt and Wagh as a formidable duo supported by Bobby Deol as the antagonist, further amplifies the anticipation for this project. With meticulous planning by producer Aditya Chopra and director Shiv Raveel, this film aims to redefine the standards of female-led action cinema within the YRF spy universe. Drawing on a diverse team of action directors including Korean stunt director Sea Young-ho, France Spalas and Indian action director Sunil Rodriguez, audiences can expect a thrilling cinematic experience featuring everything from martial arts showdowns to intense close-quarter combat. Last piece of news to wrap up, a thrilling collaboration between A24 and Studio Canal emerges as they unite for the distribution of Huntington, a revenge thriller directed by John Patton Ford. Joining the already stellar cast, which includes Glenn Powell, her acclaimed actors Margaret Qualley and Ed Harris, Powell portrays Beckett Redfellow, an heir to immense wealth driven by an unyielding desire for what he perceives as rightfully his. Inspired by Studio Canal's library titled Kind Hearts and Coronets, Ford crafts a compelling narrative from his original screenplay. With Studio Canal finally financing the project and Lucy Bevan leading casting efforts, the film promises to captivate audiences worldwide. CEO Anna Marsh expresses excitement about the collaboration, highlighting the exceptional talent assembled by Ford. As filming commences, anticipation builds for the release of this enthralling thriller next year. Well, that's all we got for today. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.